Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The key takeaways from Mayor Adams' budget plan for NYC. It's Saturday, January 20th, and this is a New York Daily News weekend special. Amid much better revenue flow than predicted, Mayor Adams announced Tuesday that the city won't be cutting funding to its agencies as deeply as initially expected. Adams' preliminary budget for the 2025 fiscal year, which comes in at $109.4 billion, includes revised revenue projections totaling an additional $2.9 billion over the next 2 years, $1.3 billion in additional cash flow to the city in 2024, and $1.6 billion in added revenue in 2025, compared with projections his administration released in November. Adams and his budget director, Jacques Gija, attributed those more optimistic fiscal forecasts largely to the improving economy, which ultimately upended previous predictions that a recession was coming. Most economists were predicting a hard landing of the economy, Gija said Tuesday during a City Hall press briefing. We had 11 consecutive increases in interest rates, so economists were projecting a recession more or less. Fortunately, we managed to avoid that recession. We had a soft landing. That, Gija noted, led to higher-than-expected revenue. The projections released by the administration Tuesday flew in the face of its previous, much more conservative estimates and ended up being about double what the city council had predicted. On top of that, the council's predictions were higher than initial estimates from the Adams administration, sparking a war of words that's dragged on between the two branches of city government for weeks. What does it all mean for the city? Here are some takeaways from Tuesday's news on the city budget. More cuts. After Adams' budget announcement, Council Finance Chair Justin Brannan said it confirmed what the council's budget team has forecasted and pointed to what he views as the administration's efforts to convince the federal government to pony up more financial aid. That didn't work, he said, which will in part lead to the Mayor's Office of Management and Budget to make more cuts. We have nihilist House Republicans who would rather see the city burn to the ground than help us out, Brannan said, referring to the relatively paltry amount of federal aid the city has received. We're on our own here. The mayor and our side agree on that. We're thankful that we're finally getting some help from Albany, but this is not something that we can manage on our own. There's still going to be cuts ahead. This isn't happy days are here again. Some cuts will be smaller than expected. The next round of cuts to some city agencies will be lower than the administration initially expected. The last round of the austerity measures, known as Programs to Eliminate the Gap, or PEGs, were rolled out by Adams' team in November. At the time, 5% cuts were expected across the board for this month. But on Tuesday, city officials said those percentages were lower to 0.6% for the Education Department, 2.7% for the Department of Social Services, 1.8% for the Department for the Aging, and 0.5% for the Department of Youth and Community Development.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Albany help for the migrant crisis. Exactly how much financial aid from Albany the city can expect in the coming months is not entirely clear based on what city officials said Tuesday. Hours before Adams' budget announcement, Governor Hochul unveiled her $233 billion fiscal plan, which includes $2.4 billion to the city to assist with the migrant crisis. But according to Gija, the city's new spending plan only includes $1.5 billion in expected money for migrants coming in from the state during the 2024 and 2025 fiscal years. We're still reviewing the governor's proposal, Gija said Tuesday, adding that it's unclear to him if the $2.4 billion reflects, in part, previous financial commitments Hochul made to the city. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.